This is our segment, Life and Love, with Dr. Lori Puterball. You can reach her through her website at balancedlifestylecoaching.com. Hello.
Hey, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing lovely, better than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey always says.
That's a good thing for us to remember.
Today's topic, expectations and power struggles.
In relationships.
Go.
Okay. We all have expectations constantly. I have an expectation that when I leave the studios and go down to my car, the parking lot will be safe. Okay. It's a nice area, church parking lot, kind of expected to be safe. We don't even think about that as being an expectation, but it's in there. So in our relationships, we have all these different expectations. We expect people to follow the rules that you have within whatever the relationship is. How often an adult child calls the parent, how often the parent calls the adult child, you know, how much dating couples spend together, time together. These are all kind of, you know, rules and expectations people have. And then you add into that, sometimes with relationships, maybe not only sometimes, people get into little power struggles. And sometimes the things that people end up spending a lot of time about aren't actually important to them. It's the winning that's important to them.
I mean, we all want to win.
Yeah, but what are you winning?
Doesn't matter, you win.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you have to be careful what you might win, you know.
I destroyed that person, but I won.
I completely demoralized my spouse by making them feel like their taste was horrible and they're a fool, but I won. So, and now every time I look at that wall cover or that whatever, I have to remember that I did that at the expense of my spouse's self-esteem. That doesn't seem like a good trade-off to me.
Me neither.
But people do that. Think about how many people, you know, they kind of know. The example we were talking about the other day, like when my husband did new tile floor for a kitchen, you know, he kind of said, well, you know, we're thinking tan color, you know, 15-inch tile, this color grout, family, you know.
And he was going to step forward, plan the project, get the materials, do it himself.
Right. And I said, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I did not make him go to, you know, 30 different stores looking at different tiles and bring home samples and berate the choices he made and for something where, you know, if you asked me 6 months later to define the difference between what he picked and what I picked, I wouldn't be able to tell you, except right. That I got my way. No, he went out and bought beautiful tile and put it on the floor and it looks great.
And it's done.
And I just have to try not to drop anything on it because bad things happen when you drop stuff on tile floors that might not happen on linoleum. So this is a life lesson. But you know, we don't have a big power struggle thing. And I'm very fortunate that I'm married to, you know, I'm blessed with a really good husband who's not into a big power struggle thing. So everything in our life doesn't have to be an arm wrestling match, but you do kind of pick this trend up from people where there is a lot of power struggle. And sometimes it's important things and it needs really to be hashed out, maybe with a third party, maybe with clergy, maybe with a therapist. But a lot of the day-to-day stuff is just more about competition and winning. And in that case, maybe you should like play Scrabble once a week and get it out of your system.
Good idea.
And then be on the same team the rest of the week. That might work out better.
Sound advice from the one and only Dr. Lori Puterball. And if you'd like to reach her, she can sit down with you, with your better half, with your family, together individually. And you can reach her through her website at balancedlifestylecoaching.com. As always, appreciate it.
Thanks, Jamie. And last but not